Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Suzanne Summers, many of us grew up with her, with Three's Company. She was a bathing suit model, comedian. We're being told that she is putting work on the back burner again as she has a resurgence or a reoccurrence of cancer. She's 76 years old, still beautiful. We aren't sure exactly if it's her breast cancer that she was diagnosed when she was in her 50s or skin cancer when she was diagnosed in her 30s. But Page Six said that Suzanne Summers has been dealing with health issues. In fact, the husband said that Suzanne has lived with cancer all of her life. In her 20s, she dealt with two hyperplasia, which is the waiting room for cancer. Hyperplasia is a abnormal growth. And you could have dysplasia where it starts to look precancerous. Hyperplasia is the speed of which a skin lesion is growing, or any lesion in the body is growing. So it could be an early sign, or as he said, a waiting room for cancer. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be cancer, but it could mean that lesion could be starting to grow quickly and look suspect for cancer. So Suzanne Summers, among many other stars, very active, looks like sticks to a very, very healthy diet, exercises regularly. And whenever we hear of a movie star or a celebrity who is struggling from the, let's say, a health issue, those of us who don't have personal trainers, don't have millions of dollars, don't have big, beautiful lap pools in our house, we kind of get a little nervous when somebody healthy who has so much access to health care, access to doctors, access to money to buy the best medications, when you see something like this, it's not an easy story. It's not an easy topic, and it makes you a little concerned that, well, if somebody with all those means has issues, like Bruce Willis suffering from dementia. He was diagnosed with aphasia last year, which is a sign of dementia. They use the term aphasia, which is really a symptom of dementia, but we in the media wanted to be careful. I knew there were issues just because I could see, you know, throughout the years of his acting. But, you know, Bruce Willis, I mean, he's John McClane. Nothing's supposed to happen to him. So when we lost... I can't think of the name, 007, not Roger Moore, the other one that, I can't believe I'm having a brain fart. But when you see individuals age or suffer from diseases, it shows that we're all human, we're all mortal. So are these individuals lasting longer? Olivia Newton-John had breast cancer. It resurged, and it came out of remission, I think, four different times, until finally the last time she died from it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg had pancreatic cancer. I think she might have also had colon cancer. I have to double-check. But she seemed to be able to overcome that. Jimmy Carter, who apparently went into hospice months ago, still alive and well, knock on wood. So, yes, it does help being a celebrity. It does help having, you know, funds and access to doctors, but many of them will suffer, they'll all eventually suffer the same fate that we all do who don't have money and don't have easy access to doctors. And so you would think in 2023 we would be able to now have the database of who will die of cancer, who won't, who will get a recurrence of their cancer, who won't, And it's still, it baffles us medical providers. One of my very good friend's fathers, when he was in his 80s, came down with pancreatic cancer. Then his pancreatic cancer went into remission. Now, the family was happy, but I looked at the doctor friend of mine, and I'm like, yeah, that's not going to last long. We've seen this time and time again, where remission, it gives patients hope, it makes them happy, but then it comes back with a vengeance. How does that happen? Well, cancer hides. If you have cancer, even though you can technically knock it out of the ballpark, and I've known people to be cancer-free, there are some where, especially if it's a cancer that has metastasized, especially a stage 4, it finds a place to hide out. Our test can't pick up one single cell. We could pick up biomarkers. We could scan for tumors. We could pick up some of the smallest of tumors. But for a cell to go rogue, one of these little baby cells, that sometimes it's impossible to find. HIV has been found to hide. Some individuals who were told that their HIV is in remission, only to be told it came back out. We found studies showing that HIV can hide out in a cell. I also think the same thing goes true with COVID. COVID is supposed to be a virus that dies. Like any of these other viruses, die off at 5, 7 days, 10 days. But it's not acting like that. It's acting more like hepatitis or herpes that may be with you for life. We want to think you've overcome your COVID, that any of us who have had COVID were done. But how many of us who have had COVID have bouts where we're just tired? Or our memory lapses. Really, I couldn't remember Sean Connery. Are you kidding me? I blame COVID. This is a weird virus, and it hides out. We know Ebola hides out. Remember there was an individual who overcame their Ebola only for a year later for it to attack the eye? So we have to be a little bit more proactive. And it's tricky because undergoing cancer treatment and cancer therapy is very rigorous on the body. So you don't want to put somebody through that who's in remission. But unfortunately, we see the same story back again where somebody is in remission and then all of a sudden it comes back full force and it puts them down. Maybe there's a certain type of vaccine we're getting closer to that needs to be done. So that the second it does start to sneak its ugly head up, we could have our immune system knock it out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many people are asking, how did some people get sick with COVID? And how did other people not? And, you know, with RFK Jr. bringing up that some races were less affected than others and had, in the same context, kind of talk about genetic engineering, and it wasn't the smartest thing he said, but what he tried to touch upon, a topic that many people have asked, how come the black community was much more affected by COVID than others? How come we saw smokers in the beginning less affected than non-smokers? There were a lot of questions. And unfortunately, The conversation has been steered depending on what could help a narrative and what couldn't help a narrative. But we do have to have a very honest conversation about who died of COVID, who didn't, who has the genes to withstand something like that, who doesn't. Are there genes that could help? And is this something that could help us make a gene-targeted vaccine? Without bringing up religion, or i.e. Ashkenazi Jews, the last thing we want is people targeting a religion or group or demographic because of all the conspiracy theories. People had originally thought that China had done this to limit their population. And RFK Jr. said the Chinese were less affected by it. Again, not a smart statement because we had an underreporting out of China. And so our data is very limited. And it's very cherry-picked. And this is extremely frustrating because there is a reason COVID happened. And we don't want to be focusing on the wrong reasons or targeting groups that had nothing to do with it. And the answer would be with the Wuhan lab. The Chinese government should have the answers, but they haven't given them to us. And the reason why I'm frustrated is this is not China's first rodeo. The first SARS outbreak was based on Singapore's Ministry of Health, a leak that happened in 2002 from a lab. Then when a few people died a year or two later from SARS, it was again deemed to be a lab accident or lab leak. And I think some people got fired in the Chinese equal to the CDC, the Chinese version of CDC over there. So when this happened, I'm like, they have issues with leaks. And all of a sudden, no, it wasn't that. It was a bat. Somebody had bat soup. It was a market. China said it came from Italy. Where did that come from? You know, and so, you know, we have to be a lot more, diligent, and we need to be more open when it comes to, you know, why these accidents happen so we could then prevent future. Let's go to the phone lines. We got David calling from San Francisco. Hi, David. How you doing?
Oh, good, Doctor. Hey, I was also interested in COVID, and but you were just mentioning Italy and China. Apparently, with the trade routes that China has got right now, Italy is one of the biggest trade routes that China has got, a direct trade route to Italy. Apparently, they've got rail traffic that goes through the old Marco Polo Khyber, Khyber Pass? But the old trade route that Marco Polo did was basically how they've kept up ties with Italy, and it did spread very quickly.
It spread to Italy. Yeah, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and so it was directly tied to Wuhan, and a lot of people don't realize it, but you know they've got high speed rail in China, and I think it goes in three different directions, and the hub city is Wuhan, and so it goes north to Russia, south to other parts in China, and then west toward Italy. So it's the idea of a disease spreading fast. Part of it happened through that conveyance, and that was the sad part about it.
Yeah, but that wasn't necessarily there. We know it spread fast, but we also think it was here in America, like in late fall. But the China had said it originated in Italy, and that is that there was no proof of that, and that's what many of us are disagreeing with.
Sure, you know, I caught that. Yeah, but the trade route part. Yeah, and the Bobby Kennedy thing, that's just pitiful because apparently currently in New York City, they've got some very Orthodox Jews. I think they're called, I'll think of what their specific name is, but they were very anti-vax, and they refused to wear masks, and they caught it like crazy. So for Bobby Kennedy to be claiming that Jews were immune from it was just nonsense.
Exactly.
And New York City knows it only too well. What I was interested in, you know, when you think about the damage that it does to your lungs, COVID will scar your lungs, and so you're going to, you know, have difficulty breathing for the rest of your life because of scarred lungs. Now, if we've got a problem on the side anyway of rising CO2, that would infer that there's going to be less oxygen anyway. And so the more pollution that we've got, the more CO2 gets produced, and future generations, especially those who have got long haul or survived COVID, are going to have the inability to actually make use of every part of their lungs because of that scarring, and the rise in CO2 is not good for humanity.
Well, there's pollutants. There's also chemicals. We're breathing in chemicals. We were talking about how apparently electric vehicles have to now rechange their tires because their tires are emitting much more particulates into the air. And as we go to 2030 with half of all new cars being electric, they have to now reformat the tire because the tires are going to be, unfortunately, polluting more. And so between pollutants and CO2, vaping, smoking, we aren't breathing the same air our cavemen forefathers and foremothers had. We have a very, very dirty, contaminated air. And COVID did put a lot of us at risk. You know, did it put it more at risk than the average air we're breathing in California or New York? You know, it's going to be debatable, but yeah, our lungs, humans are going to have to evolve to have better lungs and be able to breathe through all the crap. But even vape pens can highly contaminate the air around us, and we're just contaminating our air, and we're deforesting. We're not protecting the trees because many plants filter out things. And so, you know, that, honestly, you bring up some great points, and I do appreciate you calling in, David.
Sure. You know, it's funny you mentioned the tires part. I'm wondering if it's cheap tires. You know, I'm calling you from San Francisco, and we've got two zip codes that are really high in asthma, and both of them have, one is Bayview Hunters Point, which is polluted in a whole big way, but the other one is called the Tenderloin, and it is the most dense zip code. I think it may be the most dense zip code in America, and a lot of cheap tires, and so the cheap tires break apart faster and leave like little flecks of cheap rubber floating around. So I'm wondering if that issue of
and the heavier the cars. And also, electric vehicles have great performance, you know, in terms of speed, going from like 0 to 90. And so they think a lot of, and I have a lot of Tesla friends, you know, they show it off, and it does cause more wear and tear. Yeah, but thank you, David. We're coming up on a commercial. But yeah, so you know, when it comes to our air and our lungs, you know, I do think we take for granted that the air looks clear outside. It's clear. We do have a lot of pollutants, and one thing we are going to have to focus on is a lot of filtration of our air and more plant growth. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. You're going to be feeling some more pain at the pump.
Gas prices are surging to an eight-month high. The national average for regular gasoline is $3.75 per gallon, according to AAA. That's a 17-cent increase from a week ago. You'll find the cheapest gas in Mississippi at $3.25 a gallon. However, it'll cost the most to fill up the tank in California, $4.99 for a gallon of regular gasoline. I'm Jerry Barmash.
The so-called doomsday cult mom scheduled to be sentenced today in Idaho. Earlier this year, Lori Vallow Daybell found guilty of murdering her two youngest children and conspiring to kill her husband's ex-wife. A top official at the Fed says the economy is making good progress, but he isn't ready to declare victory over inflation. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you wanna come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. You know, in addition to Suzanne Summers coming out saying that her cancer has come back, we aren't sure if it's breast cancer, skin cancer, or something else. We have gotten some breaking news that Paul Reubens, the actor who was behind Pee-wee Herman, has died. I think he's 70 years old, died at the age of 70 from a cancer that, unclear what type of cancer, but Pee-wee Herman is gone. And, you know, Pee-wee Herman, Paul Reubens, we keep calling him Pee-wee Herman, but he's Paul Reubens, there's a person behind the character, that had a very interesting, colorful life. He, I believe, was arrested for that indecent exposure, that incident that happened at the theater, and unfortunately, his years of comedy and TV shows, his reputation completely went downhill after that. And then I believe there was a issue where they raided his house looking for child pornography, but I think he got a misdemeanor charge of obscenity as opposed to child porn. But the rumors just kept circulating, and he was actually a pretty gifted actor. I think he was even, Quentin Tarantino, I think, even used him in I forget which movie it was in. There's been so many. Let me see. I want to give credit where credit's due. Because most of his movies were, you know, the Smurfs. He did a lot of voices. He did Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And he was also in Reno 911 Miami. I remember that, too. Yeah. But there was, his character and facade. I remember in the 80s, many people thought it was odd. You had a man in a full suit with bow tie, and he would have that voice, dance around, have these characters. And I was in middle school, maybe high school in the 80s, when I think Pee-wee got very, very... I did see the Pee-wee movie because my friends wanted to see it. Because it was ridiculous. But the reason why I think it was so accepted is because the puppets of Mr. Rogers were so scary and weird. I thought this was supposed to be the anti-Mr. Rogers, where rather than being in the vest, kind of like uncle or grandpa with some of the weirdest looking puppets, and Mr. McFeely, who didn't really look like he liked his job. He was supposed to like his job as a postman, but he looked kind of miserable. Here you have Pee-wee Herman, and happy and jumping around and giggling at everything. And so I just thought it was supposed to be the anti-Mr. Rogers. Meanwhile, Sesame Street was pretty consistent. You know, as long as you had your Ernie and Bert and your Cookie Monster and your Snuffleupagus, because you were good. What was amazing is how people, I remember parents talking about Pee-wee Herman and Paul Reubens going, what is the draw? Why would this even be such a hit? And I don't really know much about the marketing behind it, but, you know, Paul Reubens apparently was the creative genius and did have the foresight to choose something that, despite all the colors, the 80s was a really colorful time. We used a lot of colors. Incorporate colors as well as brightness into a comedic routine that people, I mean, he was like a kid in an adult's body. And of course, when some of the other than more adult content came out in Paul Reubens' life, he then lost the Pee-wee character and lost the success of that. But, when you see an actor or somebody from your 80s or your childhood leave, it's a little unsettling, you know. And so many people that, like Indiana Jones, watching Harrison Ford in his latest movie, you know, complaining about his joints and being older. You know, I don't know about you guys, but it's kind of getting a little depressing. Yeah, Michael Jackson being gone, I understand Michael Jackson had a whole slew of drama surrounding it, but I was honestly really sad when he died. I was really sad when Prince died. Prince leaving, that I didn't take well at all. Whitney Houston. You know, you lose Whitney Houston, you lose Prince, you lose Michael Jackson, pretty much all in the same decade. That's not easy. That's not, we're getting older. Things are changing. But in terms of entertainment and comedy and children's shows, I haven't been looking at that mark. I need to see what children are being exposed to now. When I try to turn on the news, usually there's a cartoon going on because of whatever station we had. I think we might have had TBS. You know, so for some reason, I don't know, then a cartoon is on when I put on TV. Anyway, when you switch it, because I don't have the type of TV that remembers what you like to watch in the morning. It just will be on the TV station of whatever you had the night before. And I'll watch some Friends reruns at night, so that'll be on. But these cartoons and these kids' shows are weird. I mean, there's no doubt about that. They are weird. And, I grew up with Sesame Street, so I think Sesame Street's kind of normal. You know, Electric Company would go ball, and then make a song, and then they had some great stars in that. Also, Via Allegra, I watched Via Allegra. Captain Kangaroo, I don't remember. That was kind of before my time, and I don't think I liked it that much, you know, but now they're very colorful, but almost fluorescent. I almost get a headache watching the shows that these kids are on. Not that Pee Wee Herman didn't give probably our parents headaches, but they're very bright. They're very fast. The speech is really, really fast. And I guess there's a storyline, and it's hard to follow. And, you know, when we look at what's happening to our kids, and our kids are struggling with learning and all that, you know, maybe we need to look at what they're watching. What is the entertainment they're on? They're watching. You know, I think my sons had Barney. They didn't like Barney that much, and they had Baby Einstein. But they would teach. It was a slower, more methodical way that things were presented. Now it seems like children's entertainment is just how much flash we could put. There's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon movie coming out. And I remember my brother really into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But when you look at the preview, it goes so fast. The talk, the speech, they're speaking too quickly. Now, I speak quickly, but that's because I'm kind of hyper. But these are kids where it's, how do you understand? How do you conceptualize? I'm not saying everything has to be as slow and methodical as the electric company did it. But maybe you do need the pauses. You know, when I would teach and lecture, you pause in the middle of it. And I notice everybody looks up. Because, like, wait a second, the talking stopped. It's because you weren't listening. You know, I was talking and you just started to listen. So if I pause, you all look up going, well, what's going on? And then I would pause and then I would reiterate what I had just said. And then you'd see people writing it down. So maybe one of the reasons why our kids are struggling is because of these kids' shows. One of my sons was at the age where there was the Teletubbies. And I think it was like, boo-bah, I don't know what the hell they were saying, Teletubbies, I didn't know what the hell those things were doing. And they were running around, and I don't know what they taught, my kid didn't like it, I didn't like it, we didn't watch Teletubbies. But Blue's Clues, we loved Blue's Clues. Blue's Clues would teach you things. And so, I don't mind there being children's programming. And if I remember, I think Pee-wee might have taught things like sharing and all that. It was still a little weird. And I was older for that. But I think my younger brother, I have a 16-year-old brother who's younger than me. He might have watched Pee-wee. But I really urge parents, grandparents, look at what the kids are watching. And I think there's a huge market for there to be television shows that, even though I know kids are going to YouTube and all that, but something where they actually learn. And we don't want them infused with politics or whatever, but we could teach them how to read. We could teach them how to put sounds together. We could teach them pronunciation. We could teach them a second language in these shows. And I think we're losing a lot of opportunity by them seeing a bunch of colors and a storyline that seems kind of stupid. That's just me. R.I.P. Paul Rubens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when it comes to politics, many of us, I think, are like, I'm out of it. You guys do you. It's a game. I'm not going to get caught up in the game. I'm not going to be discriminated against or vilified because I could say I'm neutral and I'm just going to go about my life. And then all of a sudden, you get involved. And when you look at individuals who get involved, they're the ones where the politics affect their lives. There's many individuals where, you know, I didn't really care about the lockdown. I did fine. I got extra money. I got to stay home with the kids. The lockdown was nice. And then they're happy. You have other individuals who are like, okay, that just basically killed my business. It killed my career. And they get away with it? So if politics affect you in a negative way, you're going to be activated. You know, if it affects you in a positive way, you'll either be complacent or you'll fight to keep things that way. Well, what happens if you have a politician who's a liar? Now, I'm under the assumption most politicians lie. Now, I mean, you know, Trump has a lot of people that like him, but I'm sure he has BS'd a few times. I'm sure Biden has BS'd a few times. And what's fascinating to me is, like, what's going on now with Joe Biden. There are people that will still vote for Joe Biden, despite what's going on with him possibly helping Hunter Biden in terms of influence and in terms of money and quid pro quos and all the other stuff. There are people that say, it doesn't bother me. If Biden made money and he made millions, I'm doing good. I like my life. I might get my student loans written off. I'm a happy guy. Well, same thing with Trump. Some people may not care that he had classified documents by his toilet, which I still am in disbelief by, because honestly, it looked like it was a bathroom that was a guest bathroom that looked actively used with the towels and everything. I'm not sure why boxes would be there, you know, when you have a whole big ranch. And if you're the president, that, you know, aren't they your documents anyway? And so I'm still mixed on that. But you have individuals who, you know, they don't care if he, you know, if he denied the election. They just want him back to get the border secured. Mind, the population is soaring as we're taking in more and more migrants and people across the border. So our population is getting bigger. We have numbers going down in terms of the workforce. That means it's a lot more exaggerated than it's being underreported. Now, they look at the reasons why many people are choosing not to work. I had brought it up for the last few years. If we don't control crime, people aren't going to want to put themselves at risk on a subway, put themselves at risk with somebody not wanting to wear a mask. And you saw people got shot and stabbed over the stupid mask mandate. It was horrible what we put our workers through. They might not feel they're getting paid enough. There's enough free money and you know, access to benefits that might make it not seem that attractive to actually go and get a job. Some businesses are still requiring vaccination. Some businesses are still requiring masks. And these quote-unquote poverty traps that the Washington Examiner brings up, where if you get a job, you will lose a lot of your support payments, which is something that, you know, to give up free money, you need to make a lot more to make it worth your time. And after being locked down and working from home, a lot of people might not feel like they have the physical stamina to stand 8 hours a day. To work, I mean, I used to work a 12-hour shift at the urgent care, 60-plus patients. I was in my 20s. Could I do it now? I could. I'd be a little slower. I might have to sit down every now and then if my legs start to hurt. I don't think about my legs hurting, but I sometimes have to remind myself that if I don't, I could have my plantar fasciitis flare up or other sorts of issues. And I don't like to think I have any of that. In my mind, I'm still in my 20s. But you learn, okay, I got to pace myself. So we are being told that Federal Reserve data shows that disability claims, which remained flat between 2014 and 2020, skyrocketed in 2021. In January 2021, there were close to 30 million disability claims. By June 2023, 34.1 million. 15% in just 30 months. Now, one, I guess, issue that's being brought up for long-term disability is long COVID. And I'm not saying these people are lying. They might really be disabled from COVID. COVID sucked. COVID was very destructive. But as people are aging and not feeling well, maybe their GI issues put them at higher risk of disability. Maybe their, you know, back issues, their arthritis. You add long COVID to that as well, it makes people feel they are have less stamina to work. And but the funny thing is if you work, you help keep your health up and your longevity. You start to sit home and not, you know, be active. And again, you know, there's if you are on disability or Social Security and you do work and make a certain amount of income, you lose it. And people always tell me, I don't want to lose my benefits. I don't want to lose my benefits. There's also a fear that people have that if you get the benefits and you lose them, you might not get them back. And I'm not criticizing that type of thinking. That is a very logical thought pattern. If you are in the system, you'll probably be in the system. But if you get bounced out of the system, what guarantee do you have to get back in? And so it's frightening to people. And now there's this threat.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.